is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Sun or shade, there's a heuchera for you. Also known as coral bells, there are so many different varieties now, it really can blow your mind. These perennials are grown for their amazing foliage, from deep purples to peach, fire engine red to hues of nearly every color but blue. Where I work, we grow and sell over 40 varieties. And there are more. The majority are hardy to zone 4. These plants are tolerant of a lot, including heat, cold, varied light conditions, and poor soil. Their leaves are patterned, ruffled, wavy, or smooth. Their flowers, which are a bit of an afterthought, are generally shades of coral, red, white, or pink. But they are attractive to bees, butterflies, and hummingbirds. While the flowers are small, they are long-lasting in cut arrangements. Interestingly, the darker shades of heuchera enjoy more sunshine, while the lighter colors prefer more shade. Something to keep in mind as you browse. Coral bells with especially fuzzy leaves tend to prefer less water and be more heat tolerant than those with shiny leaves. Those are good choices to plant in warmer climates and in places where the soil tends to be a bit drier, or on the west side. You can also plant coral bells in containers. I've done that in years past, enjoying my midnight rose in a container, and then in fall, I planted it outdoors in my landscape. I have pictures on GardenBite.com. Planting in spring or fall gives best results, and place them so the base of the plant is at soil level and they are about 1 to 2 feet apart depending on their mature size. Be sure that the crown is not buried. Northern Exposure is a series created by Terra Nova Nurseries that's hardy to zone 3. There's amber, lime, red, and silver. Take a look on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.